This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Adam Hintertour. Got a minute?
In 1999, West Nile virus infected its first American in New York. By 2004, the disease had spread across the country. Researchers speculated that for the disease to spread so far so quickly, birds must have helped. Some species could carry the disease and pass it on to mosquitoes, which would then infect humans. But a report published March 2nd in the journal Molecular Ecology says mosquitoes didn't need a middleman, or in this case, a middle bird. Researchers noticed that West Nile virus didn't move north-south along migratory bird routes, nor did it leapfrog across large areas in the manner of a bird traveling far from where it was infected. The scientists focused on a different suspect and obtained mosquito DNA from 20 sites in the western U.S. They found three clusters of a species known to carry West Nile. Surprisingly, they found extensive gene flow between these populations, which meant mosquitoes traveled between groups. In some cases, these mosquitoes covered a range just as large as that of the birds first fingered in the outbreak. So bird lovers, take heart. Your feathered friends are innocent avians.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Adam Hintertour.